CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 3rd of August 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Call for G5RP trophy nominations. Get involved with the RSGB National Radio Centre's spy transmitter activities this summer. The QSL Bureau has announced an update to the G4M to S series card collection. The G5RP Trophy is an annual award to encourage newcomers to HFDXing. The award is not limited to youngsters or the newly licensed, but is open to anyone who's recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. If you're interested, if you are an established HFDXer and want to recommend someone to be awarded the G5RP Trophy for 2025, now is the time to send in your nomination. Your nominees should be an up-and-coming HFDXer who has made rapid progress in the last year and has some real achievements to show for it. For example, they have a good total of new countries worked or some serious HFD expedition activity. Please email your nominations to Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, via hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk to arrive not later than Friday the 12th of September. The RSGB's National Radio Centre has confirmed that the first of its summer spy transmitter events is taking place on Tuesday the 5th of August. This family-friendly activity will turn you into spy hunters as you explore Bletchley Park looking for hidden transmitters. The event starts at 10:30 a.m. Spaces are limited to 12 groups. If you're unable to make this date, two further events have been confirmed on the 14th and 20th of August. Full details of the activity available via the What's On section of Bletchley Park website via bletchleypark.org.uk. Do you have a call sign in the G4M to S series? If so, the QSL Bureau has announced a change to your card collection group. All cards and envelopes are being transferred to the current G4T to Z manager, Peter G4XEX, to form a new enlarged G4M to Z group. The current manager, Cliff G4MAR, has retired and the Bureau thanks him for his services to members. Details of QSL sub-managers and addresses can be found via rsgb.org/QSL and selecting List of QSL sub-managers from the right-hand menu. RSGB volunteers will be running Morse activities and operating using DMR at the West Sussex International Jamboree on Thursday the 7th and Friday the 8th of August. Listen out for youngsters operating as GB0WSJ using DMR on RSGB Youth Talk Group 23554, Worldwide Talk Group 91 and UK Call Talk Group 2350. They'd appreciate a call between 9:30 and 5 p.m. on the Thursday and 9:30 a.m. and 12 p.m. on the Friday. The July 2025 edition of Radcom Basics is now available. Radcom Basics is aimed at new amateurs and those who wish to refresh their skills and knowledge. Amongst others, this edition contains articles to help you learn about spectrum analyzers, near vertical incident skywave propagation, and using a doublet as a multiband antenna. To access all Radcom publications, visit rsgb.org/radcom. Ham SCI, the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, is preparing for a series of upcoming meteor scattered experiments. Operating will take place during two well-known meteor showers, the Perseids on the 12th and 13th of August and the Geminids on the 12th and 13th of December. The aim is to collect data during meteor scatter events using the 10 and 6 metre bands. More information, visit hamsci.org/msqp. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline is 10 a.m. on a Thursday before the Sunday broadcast each week. Now for details of rallies and events, part one of the BATC Convention for Amateur TV. Convention for Amateur TV 2025 takes place today the 3rd of August at Midland Air Museum in Coventry. The doors are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The convention includes show and tell, test and fix it, and bring and buy. King's Lynn Amateur Radio Rally also takes place today, the 3rd, at Gaywood Community Centre, PE34EL. Doors open from 9 a.m. Entrance fee £2.50. More information, email rally.klarc@gmail.com or call 07709 0749 4951. Cockenzie and Port Seaton Amateur Radio Club's annual mini rally and junk night will take place on Friday the 8th of August. The venue will be Port Seaton Community Centre, South Seaton Park, Port Seaton, EH320BG. Doors open and will be open to the public from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Special event news, members of the Radio Amateur Association of Western Greece, SZ1A, are operating special event station SX17 Astro until the 8th of August. The station is active to celebrate the 17th Panhellenic Expedition of Amateur Astronomers. A number of certificates are available for working the station. Details and more information, visit tinyurl.com/SZ1A figures 2025. Special event station 8K3 Expo is active from the 2025 Expo in Osaka, Japan, until the 13th of October. Recently, the station was spotted using FT8 on the HF bands. More information available, qrz.com. TX News, Michelle F5LRL is active as CN2DX from near Kenitra in Morocco until the 20th of August. He's operating CWSSB and FT8 on the 40 to 6 metre bands, QSL via Michel's home call. Special call sign LA100A is active throughout 2025, marking the 100th anniversary of the first amateur radio two-way contact between Norway and the US in November 1925. QSL directly by the Bureau or QRZ.com. Contest news, the UK 6 metre group summer marathon started on Saturday the 3rd of May, ends today the 3rd of August. Using all modes on the 6 metre band, the exchange is, or was, your 4 character locator. Today the 3rd, the RSGB 432 megs low power contest runs 0800 to 1200 UTC using all modes on the 70 sems band. Exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and 2 letter post. Tuesday the 5th, RSGB 144 FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2 metre band. Exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And on the same day, there's the RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest running from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2 metre band. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 6th, RSGB 144 FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 2 metre band. Exchanges report and 4 character locator. Also Wednesday the 6th, FT8 activity, 2 metre activity, FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 2 metre band. Exchanges report and 4 character locator. If you're in one, you cannot enter the other one. The RSGB machine generated contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 9th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 10th of August. Using machine-generated modes on the 6th and 2 metre bands, the exchange is your report and 4 character locator. The Worktal Europe DXCW contest starts at 0000 UTC Saturday the 9th and ends at 2359 UTC Sunday the 10th of August. CW on the 10 to 10 metre bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week was very much a repeat performance of the week before. We had relatively calm geomagnetic conditions and few solar flares to worry about. The only flares were minor C-class events. The KP index never got above 3 and the solar flux index was in the 140s to 150s. The F2 layer maximum usable frequency over 3,000 km path rose to 21 MHz but didn't really get much higher, which is normal for this summer period. A team from Norfolk Amateur Radio Club was active as GM0FRT Portable from Shetland Islands on the IOTA contest. They were workable from JO02NN and on 14 and 21 MHz for much of the contest period. The distance to Shetland from central UK is about 887 kilometres or 551 miles. Given the distance, the 21 MEG's openings were probably sporadic-y, but they were loud for hours on end. Other DX work last week included T3OTT from Western Kiribati on the 10-metre band using FT8 over the North Pole. 9M8A from East Malaysia was also on the 10-metre band using FT8. KW4KV from Laos was on the 12-metre band operating FT8. 3B9SP on Rodriguez Island appeared on the 17 and 12-metre bands using FT8. The station was also worked using CW on the 40, 30, 20 and 15-metre bands. Which isn't a bad haul for summer DX, and if the KP index can stay low, we could get similar next week. Speaking of which, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range of 150 to 160 next week. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the period of the 7th to the 14th of August, with a maximum predicted KP index of 5. Finally, here's a talk of possible large sunspot group on the far side of the sun. The region in question actually belongs to a cluster of spots including AR4136, 4139 and 4143. Last seen earlier this month, solar rotation will carry what remains of these regions back into view next week, so keep an eye on solarham.com for updated details. VHF and above, slightly unsettled theme to the weather remains into next week, although there are signs that high pressure will try to return in the middle of the week for a time. Models are disagreeing on detail, with some bringing another thundery low into the south later. This means there'll be some tropo at times, and in high summer this tends to be generally strongest around the coasts. To benefit from these conditions inland, it's better to wait for night cooling. As usual with thundery weather, there's a good chance to listen for rain scatter on the gigahertz band. Another mode that still deserves attention is meteor scatter. Look out for the early stirrings of the August Perseids, which peak around the 12th and 13th of the month. Surprisingly, aurora is staying in the limelight. Periodic alerts are suggesting it's worth turning your VHF beams north if you notice any signs of fluttery HF signals or discover the KP index has risen to 5 or above. If auroral activity appears on the 10 or 6 metre band, then check the higher bands as the event develops. Sporadic E is now in its occasional phase as we move into August. It's less common than in June, but it's still worth considering. Check the usual cluster maps and prop quest to see how the days are unfolding. Moon declination is negative, falling to minimum on Tuesday the 5th, so moon windows and peak elevation will also decline. Path losses reached maximum at apogee on the 1st of August, so are starting to fall again. 144 meg sky noise starts the coming week moderately, but rising to high by Monday. It'll reach over 300 Kelvin by Tuesday evening before falling back. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me until next week.